from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we grew up, it was about Mantle, it was about DiMaggio. They were guys that you never, at least, you know, especially you guys were all younger than me, I never even saw them, at, you know, and I'm the old guy here. Then it was, you know, you talked about Ruth, another, like, legend that you never got to see play. And, you know, whoever you want to pick out from the 50s and the 60s. What we're watching and what it's been mostly with Soto and Judge, now you throw Stanton into the mix again being healthy. To me, this is stuff that I think we will tell our grandkids, and they will be like, really? You saw a guy hit 60-something home runs numerous times, and you had those three in the lineup? It's special, and I hope Yankee fans, while I know it's about winning the World Series, I just hope they're actually enjoying the run and the ride.
I think maybe because we're living in it, and because there's been so many years of baseball, the history is as long as it is, and like you said, you have those icons and legends of the game that many of us didn't watch. For some reason, it feels different. I don't know why, but that was a question we did last night on SNY. They were like, if Judge and Soto finish off September the way they've been, is it one of the great 1-2 duos of all time?
How could it not be?
I know, but when you like think about some of those names you just mentioned, like it just feels weird to put them in because we're living in it here and now. Usually recency bias works the other direction. In this case, I think it's like, those names are so untouchable that to even put them in the conversation while they're still playing feels weird. But yeah, when you look at the numbers, I mean, they're in the conversation. I mean, I'd have to pull up, you know, Ruth and Gehrig in their best years combined. Obviously, in 61, you had the Mantle Maris chase. And I know Mantle bowed out because he got hurt down the stretch. I don't know how many games he missed in the, you know, towards the end of the regular season. Mm-hmm. I think he finished with 54 home runs that year.
Yes, he did.
I mean, look, Soto's been as advertised. It's a great season, but it's just on another stratosphere where he's at.
I think time makes people more legendary.
Yeah.
Personally, I didn't see Mantle. I didn't see Maris. I didn't see DiMaggio, clearly. The game was different.
Yes.
You know, you don't... I don't believe that they were facing guys that were throwing 100 miles an hour every time they went out.
Or all, you know, 4, 5, 6 different arms per game with different stuff.
Yeah.
From the right side, the left side, different spin, different breaking balls, all those things.
I mean, there are people that will tell you that Mantle, you know, is the unquestioned greatest thing they ever saw. My dad will tell you Willie Mays was the greatest thing he ever saw. I will tell you up until Judge that Ken Griffey Jr. was the best thing I ever saw.
Yep.
And I think as time goes on, that legend grows personally. I mean, yeah, Mantle's stats are phenomenal. There's no questioning it. Does he have a Judge-like season, though?
Jerry, if I may, and again, it's 1927.
Yeah.
And we just talked about the differences in the pitchers,
okay?
The 1927 Yankees, legendary, right?
Yep.
Lou Gehrig at age 24 that year. Hit 373 with 47 home runs and 173 RBIs. Babe Ruth?
Different game.
I know, but I'm just saying, you talk about duos, like that was, at the time, like we could say different game, different pitchers, but like they were playing against their contemporaries,
well,
right?
No. Negro League players were not allowed.
Okay.
You can't. It's just different.
That's fair. That's fair. I can't argue that. 1927 for Ruth at age 32. Hit 356 with 60 and 165.
So, you're right.
I get it.
I guess my answer is not a good one.
Did not have the full pool of players that had the ability. I do recognize that. And again, it's not what Judge is doing. It's a great duo, but I don't think you can put Soto's season anywhere up against what Judge is doing or what some of these other icons did. Like, I can pull a better year from Mantle. I can pull a better year from DiMaggio.
There's no doubt.
Garrick, and that's just the Yankees. I mean, you talked about Willie Mays. I mean, Ken Griffey, some of A-Rod's years, maybe before he got involved in the steroids, whether it was with Seattle or was with Texas. I mean, we know he had great years here in New York, but some of it was tainted by what he was connected to. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'm leaving guys out that have had just, you know, absurd, godlike seasons and numbers.
I'll give you two for Mantle that are very Judge-like. But he's not 60 home runs, but Judge-like. And that would be 61, which you referenced, and 54. So in both those seasons, in 61, 54, 128 with the RBIs, it's a hell of a number. Strikeouts, 112, which is, I mean, now guys strike out 200 times. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then I'll give you 56. He went 52-1, 130 with the RBIs. Those are huge seasons. Judge is going to be better than that. And Judge is going to hit 330. I mean, right now he's hitting 333. I don't have the average for Mantle. I know.
Again, Judge on his own, assuming, you know, he stays on this path and this track. And we talked about it earlier in the show. You know, the home runs are what they are, whether he gets to 62 or 63. But, you know, batting average, on base, slugging,
everything
are all higher than where he was 2 years ago, which is hard to fathom.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.